Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Ngorema, good afternoon to you, sir.
My dear Elder Zera, good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
The Lord is doing great to me.
Fantastic. You've had a good day so far?
Yeah, so far so good, though a bit hot this side.
Yeah, well, it's quite hot this side too. But hey, what can we do? It is that time of the year.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Now, we have a God who is not only willing to go to such great lengths, you know, to save us, but who is powerful enough to overcome death. You know, Christ's story does not end with death, but also with the resurrection and life. So talk to us about Christ's resurrection and the impact on our salvation. Did he resurrect as he promised?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for the good question. This is where our whole hope is. In fact, the whole system which was set by God for our salvation is just good. Now, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14 and 17, I'll just paraphrase. If Christ is not risen, Paul said, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is also vain, and you still in your sin. In your sins. So his resurrection completed the whole system of our salvation. His death on the cross was not enough. Yes, if he happened to end by dying without resurrecting, our hope will be nothing. Our faith will be nothing. So Jesus Christ was physically resurrected. Yes, if you read Luke chapter 24, the 36 to 43, there's the story of him being raised from the dead. And he did not resurrect alone. He went on to ascend to the Father as man and God at the same time.
I see. It's a massive story, man. It's a massive story, that of his resurrection indeed. And so you're saying that we have the evidence in Mark what?
In Luke chapter 24.
Luke 24.
Verse 36 going forward. Yes, we get the story of his resurrection. It's very clear there. It's well narrated.
Well narrated. Now, what is this impact on our salvation?
Yeah. Christ's resurrection gave a meaning to the cross. Yes, that same cross, you remember, it shattered the disciple. Their hope was shattered on that Friday. And Peter just said, I better go fishing. So his resurrection brought a meaning to his death. So that's what I can say on that one.
Now, what does Jesus' sacrifice tell us about justification and the futility of salvation by works?
I like in the Bible, there's a verse which says, I loved you before you knew me. Yeah, he loved us before we knew him. We don't work for salvation. We do God's will because we were saved by grace. We don't stop committing adultery for us to be saved. No, we don't commit adultery because we were saved. You see, so we were justified through the death of Christ. If we believe in that risen Savior, we will be justified. For example, like that thief on the cross. Yes, he was made a righteous man after he confessed his sin. No good act did he perform. He performed no works of charity to anyone. He just had put his faith in Jesus, and Jesus promised him eternal life. So we are justified through the death of Christ, if we believe in his death. And works now is a sign of those who are saved, who were saved, you see. Who were saved by grace. So what comes first is justification when we believe in his word. Then secondly, we respond to his grace by doing his will.
Yeah. How does his death and resurrection vindicate the character, the very character of God?
Yes. According to my understanding, the wages of sin is death. Now, when our first parents sinned, a plan was devised so that we won't die forever, you see. So, because he loves us, I think in John chapter 3:16, he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that he should die for us." So, we are seeing in God that love that surpasses understanding. So we have to see God as a good God, as a loving God who is full of grace, a gracious Father, a long-suffering, you name them. Yes, that's how I take that one.
Important. Now, Pastor, we've spoken about this and we've looked at it from all different angles. What is it that you would want the listener to really take home with the life, death, and the resurrection of Christ? What are some key, takeaways from this particular belief?
Oh, thank you so much. I think, number one, we have to see God's love in this whole drama. Number two, we have to take note that it's by your own choice to die forever. It's for your own choice. So we are supposed to choose God as our personal savior. And the way he loved us, we are supposed to show him that love, reciprocation, because he loved us. We are supposed to love him. So the whole drama is revealing God's love. And at the same time, it's showing how weak humanity is to save themselves, or human to save another human.
Yeah, indeed. Man, only God can save humanity, and only the supreme sacrifice could be enough to snatch us from, the grip, the firm grip, rather, of the enemy. Thank you so much, Pastor, for this. It's been a fantastic one. Enjoyed our conversations from when we started right up until to this very afternoon. It's been a blessing, and thank you so much. May the Lord bless you indeed. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord shine his countenance upon you and favor you with his grace.
Yes, I receive the blessings. May the same God do likewise to you and all the listeners. Don't forget to pray. And trust his promises. God bless you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Pastor.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.